Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Alex Italander here. Before we get this week's Behind the Ostium started, I just wanted to talk about the Ostium Sagas. It's a spin-off series I've come up with where Steve finds an ancient tome hidden in the Ostium network and begins recording the stories within its pages of people going through Ostium doors and getting stuck in whatever time they're in. Right now it's only being released on our Patreon. However, you can get instant access to the number of episodes already released by becoming a patron at any level. To do that, all you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and become a member for as little as $1 or $2 a month and start listening to this original series. New episodes are released every week, and the Ostium Sagas is going to be running for a long time. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, on with this week's Behind the Ostium. Welcome back to another Behind the Ostium, and this one we are tackling episode 36. And this time, as I was doing notes, I remembered to write the names of the episodes too. So this is called Peak, as we kind of left on a cliffhanger at the end last time with a single laser gun slash photon pistol shot. And we don't know what happened as all our characters met up at the top of the rock. I did want to briefly mention that I hadn't done earlier in the season, but as I was re-listening to the episodes, noticed the
I played around with the Ostium theme for this season too. My goal had been each season to kind of change it a little bit. And in this one, it kind of starts out normal, but almost like a little off key, like something weird is going on. There's some sort of winter interference. And then two thirds of the way it kind of is like interrupted and peaks out, just fades out kind of thing. And my goal for that was, it's almost like you're receiving these transmissions from the other dimension of the Ostium network. And so, you know, the connection isn't always that good. So that was my goal with the weird little theme for this season. The opening with them talking to each other, saying each other's names as they're acknowledging each other, was my overt reference to Rocky Horror Picture Show. Dwayne, did you get it?
I got it, yes.
Hopefully everyone else did too. As someone who did Rocky for 2 weeks in the local theater I did when I was a teenager, I wanted to put that in there. So we have this kind of big crescendo here where all our characters meet up. They weren't sure if they were all in the same place. Now they find out they are. They didn't shoot anyone, so everyone's okay, which is good. Obviously, it's a lot of emotion and buildup. And while I could have done, had them all talking with each other in a group, I felt like that was going to be too much to have it work out right and have one of the characters not saying much while the other two were talking or whatever, things like that. So I thought what worked better is give each of them their space where they could pair off and talk about what they needed, especially with Monica, who obviously hasn't seen Steve in a very long time and wasn't sure if she was ever going to go see him again. Same kind of thing with Jake and stuff. So that's why I had them kind of pair off. And while they were pairing and talking to each other, I had the other character to listen to the recordings and kind of catch up on that other person's life too. I made it wanted to show when I had Monica and Steve talking to each other that this was something new and different to the way, for example, that Monica and Jake interact with each other, because this is a mother and son connection. And it's also two characters we haven't actually seen interact before. And I do feel that did come across. I used kind of slightly different dialogue with how Monica talked with Steve, their connection to each other. And even though at this point, Steve is still trying to remember a lot of his past, just by acknowledging that his mother is here and they're finally met up again, kind of helped trigger some memories for him and just showed that they're back together again. The reason I had Dave keeping his old name at this point and not switching to Steve is it's how he's dealing with it. While he acknowledges that he is Steve as well, or instead of Dave, and that he's now back with his mother, for him not to lose his mind over it and just, you know, go brain dead or whatever, he needed to kind of take it step by step, you know, moment by moment, and process it in his own way. And so then we have that pairing. And then after that, she lets Dave listen to the recordings and then goes over to Jake. And I really wanted to show again, this is Jake and Monica back together and their own kind of special rapport that they have that showed up right away, but also that they had unfinished business with their history together of what had happened, how it had ended at the last moment at the end of season three. That was season three, right? Yeah.
Right.
And this how, like, they needed to kind of air stuff out. So I knew it was going to be a tough scene, fiery scene, you know, a lot of angst and tension. But at the end of it, they at least acknowledge where they are with each other and they are still on the same page and still care deeply for each other. I also wanted to show that they've each been thinking a lot about this moment because they knew eventually they would hopefully meet up again, that they would have a lot of things to talk about, and that it's something they have been weighing on in their minds of how they would address it, how they would work with each other, and how things would play out. Obviously, this works again with the name of the episode, with this building up of tension and reaching a peak. They're also at the highest point on the island. They haven't had a chance to air things out, and now they finally can. They're able to let everything go. And this was another moment where as the listener, you already know everyone's stories going on up to this point and what's happened before that, but our characters don't. And so that's why it's kind of a fun thing again, which kind of happens a lot throughout the season, where we have our characters learning stuff from each other, even though the listener already knows it necessarily, and gets to see how they handle it with each other, which is kind of fun. With Monica showing her love and care for her son, Steve, I will say I don't think it's something I could have written with such emotion and passion if I hadn't, not recently, but I've been a parent at that point for a number of years, and just knowing the connection that I have in that way of with my son, it just it made it easier and more poignant to be able to pour that into it. With Jake and Monica letting them air everything out to each other, get their anger out, it is a catharsis for them. And it's our first moment where now that they've gotten everything out and they've kind of realized they're close again, that things are going to be okay, they can finally acknowledge that they love each other and they say the special words for the first time.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.